Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Anthropic now has a blog written exclusively by AI. So we're going to talk about that today, get into all the details, and also talk about just overall blogging and AI and how you can help grow your business with it. So before we get into that, Jayden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive video that we post on our school community and nowhere else. And it's essentially like it's stuff we can't quite talk about publicly. So it's like, for example, this week, I'm working on a project where I'm using Suno AI, the audio model, the music model, to make a bunch of music for a project that I have been making probably like $2,000 to $3,000 a month for the last 5 or so years. And so I'm using AI right now to help scale that up. And so I walk through my use cases, the features on the platform, how I recommend using it, what places I use to distribute, whatever. I break down like all of the details around that side hustle. And also every single week we do videos just like it. So if that video sounds interesting, or any sort of video we have over 50 breaking down all the top tools and the top ways that Jamie and I are growing and scaling our businesses we have with AI tools. So all of the growth and our careers, all of the creator stuff. So there's a ton of amazing stuff in there. If you're interested, it's $19 a month. We have over 300 members, and they all share insights and we kind of all chat there in the community. So it's an awesome place. We'd love to have you as a member of it. The link is in the description. It is the AI Hustle School community. All right, let's get into what Anthropic is doing now. So it was pretty cool. About a week ago, Anthropic launched something called Claude Explains. Essentially, it's kind of a new page on their site, and it is pretty much just generated by AI. Now, they say that there's, you know, they have like some people that review it and look over it. And I mean, I always would recommend this for anything, but I think this is going to be absolutely massive, and we are going to see a ton of companies using AI models to create like tutorials, walkthroughs of their software, explanations of their business. Probably this is really valuable still for SEO. I think Google's like shifting and the way we're using AI models is kind of like changing. So like the SEO side of things is like definitely shifts. And I guess I would put into question how valuable it is to use AI to like spin up SEO articles, for example, when a lot of people might just start going straight to AI models. Google's still kind of getting a lot of link clicks and stuff, but I think that model inevitably will go away more or less. And a lot of people are going to be getting AI, but I think that this use case right here is still really, really good because you're using AI to summarize your product, give tutorials, walkthroughs, and help users navigate your product and how it works. I think everybody's going to have some version of Claude Explains on their website in the future.
Yeah. And don't you think that this is also kind of flexing some of the more reasoning capabilities of their most recent launch? I mean, I think, you know, to be able to come up with an article in a way that explains it to a person, you know, in a way that makes sense. I feel like, especially when it comes to coding, you got to have a lot of, you know, reasoning skills as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, no, 100%. And so this isn't just straight coming out of Claude. One of their spokespersons said that everything it generates is overseen by a quote subject matter expert and editorial team who enhance Claude's draft with insights, practical examples, and contextual knowledge. They said this isn't just vanilla Claude output. The editorial process requires human expertise and goes through iterations. From a technical perspective, Claude Explains shows a collaborative approach where Claude creates educational content and our team reviews, refines, and enhances it. So that's what someone from their team said. And by someone from their team, that's probably what Claude said to the journalist that asked. They're just like, the journalist is asking about our bot. All right, bot, go respond to him for us. So I thought that's awesome. But none of this is super obvious, I would say, from their homepage, which just says, you know, welcome to the small corner of Anthropic's universe where Claude is writing on every topic under the sun. So I think it's pretty interesting. It's kind of like designed to showcase what the model is capable of doing. Every topic under the sun is pretty big. So it's just really making a blog and writing about a lot of different things. And it's a showcase for them. It's probably good for SEO, but like I mentioned, I'm not sure like how much of the SEO game is worth playing at this point. But yeah, like if you go to the Claude Explains page, like a couple sample article headlines I saw were like simplifying complex code bases with Claude, or one's called optimize code efficiency quickly with Claude. So obviously a lot of code stuff. We have a lot of developers on there, but I think this is pretty interesting.
Yeah. And later on in this article, it talks about how the impact of AI has already impacted the journalism industry and how it's continuing to kind of make big waves. It said Bloomberg recently added AI generated summaries to the top of their articles, and Business Insider laid off 21% of its staff last week. So they're pushing writers to use AI tools. So this is really, I mean, it's changing a lot. And I think, you know, it's hard because, you know, especially when it comes to news articles, sometimes people just want a quick summary. They don't want to have to read a stylized article and figure out, you know, what the writer's bias was and all that. They just want the news. And so I feel like this is going to be, I think it's going to have wide impacts, especially, you know, I mean, my wife and I actually just started a newsletter for we're trying to get a real estate agent business off the ground. And basically we had a newsletter that we had, I generated with AI just based off our website. So kind of like explaining what we're up to, but it came up with a great engaging subject line, and it was a pretty good newsletter. And I think our open rate was like over 40%. So pretty good stuff, you know, all done with AI.
Yeah. And so speaking of like what the AI will be capable of in the future, honestly, today, I think it can do so much, but Mark Zuckerberg, he said that he wants to develop an end-to-end AI ad tool. I'll explain how I think this is completely possible, but also Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, predicted that AI is going to handle about 95% of what marketers use agencies, strategists, and creative professionals for today. So in my mind, what that's saying is casts and articles and video creatives and audio files and tying it all together and putting it out there, all going to be done by AI, which is makes perfect sense, honestly. I mean, that's the industry that I'm in and that I understand really well. And from what I do today, I'm like, yep, that's all going to be completely automated by AI in the future. One example of this that I've seen this week is I use a platform. So I'm currently working on a project with my wife where she's released a couple albums on Spotify, and I'm helping her do the promotion and marketing for them. So I've done a bunch of research and figured out a bunch of ways to kind of to grow that. And so far it's been doing pretty good. In a couple of weeks, I got her up to 1600 monthly listeners. So I'm really happy. That's up from about 12 monthly listeners when I started. So we have made some progress. And I did a majority of that. Like I did social media clips and some other things, but I would say 95% of the listeners just came from Facebook ads, running Facebook ads with different ad creatives. Sometimes that would be like, we filmed a whole music video and I took clips of it and posted them. But honestly, a lot of the views just straight up came from taking her song, putting it as the background on like a B-roll clip, which easily could have been generated by AI, and testing out different captions and titles on that B-roll clip with kind of like the captions of her song in the background while it plays it. And then there's a little thing that's like, listen to the rest of the song on Spotify or whatever. So I've been doing this myself manually. It takes a very long time. And I recently found a tool that actually completely automates that whole, for artists anyways, that whole process where you just put a link to your playlist or your album or your song, and they will go and automatically create all of the creative and run the whole thing for you. But it's like, I've seen what they're doing, and they're doing what I have done, but they've just automated all of it. So I think that AI will, like, people are already doing it, but it's kind of in the background, you know, it's going to get more and more obvious. And at some point, it's not just going to be like, I use like a company to run the Facebook ads for me automated with AI. It's going to be like, you just go straight to Facebook and they'll run everything automated with AI. You don't need to make creatives. You'll just put a link. I think like the end game on that is just like you put a link to your website or your webpage or your product page, and it will just create the whole campaign, find the targeting, make videos, probably even user generated videos of people talking about it. And it will spin it all up and promote your stuff for you. So that'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah. And that sounds like a little crazy at this point, but it already exists in like small forms we've talked about before. I think it's called Creatify. You can just paste a link to like a Amazon product and it'll make like a whole influencer video for you. on that product. So it's really close, and it's closer than you think. And especially once we get some of these APIs for like Sora and some of the more, you know, updated complex video and image generators, I think it's really going to take off from there. So it'll be kind of exciting to see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting. One last thing I want to bring up on this, because journalists are very quick to say like AI won't replace us, it can never be as good as us and all of that, which, you know, whatever, fact checking is obviously important. But as far as the writing process goes for all of this, so Business Insider, they just laid off like 21% of their staff last week, and they've been pushing all of their writers to use AI tools to help them. I think it makes perfect sense. Obviously, this can expedite it. You can go to your research and talk to sources, but get stuff summarized and written and put down. It makes a lot of sense. And so I think a lot of people are starting to kind of realize that this is important. New York Times is encouraging their staff to use AI to suggest edits, highlights, and questions to ask during interviews when they're actually interviewing people. This is something Jamie and I have been doing on our podcast when we have guests on for years. So, I mean, if they're just starting to do that over at the New York Times, we're way ahead of our time, Jamie.
Totally.
It's definitely exciting, and a lot is changing. So we'll keep you guys up to date on everything. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. As always, we appreciate it. Make sure to leave us a rating and review, and make sure to check out the school community. If you're not a member already, we'd love to have you as part of the group. We share some really cool insights and strategies. But thanks so much, and we'll catch you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.